Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Welcome to Hapae Kaiwa Podcast with Jun Senesak, episode 408. Hey, what's going on, everyone? Jun here with Hapae Kaiwa. On Sunday, November 6th, daylight saving time will end in most states in the U.S. The first Sunday in November is when daylight saving time ends in the U.S. every year, and many Americans will set their clocks back 1 hour before going to bed on Saturday night. Spring forward, fall back is a mnemonic we use to help us remember whether to move the clock forward or backward. In the spring, you move the clock forward 1 hour, and in the fall, you move it back 1 hour. 11月6日にアメリカのほとんどの州でサマータイムが終了します。アメリカでは毎年11月の第1日曜日にサマータイムが終了し、多くのアメリカ人は土曜日の夜に寝る前に時計を1時間戻します。Spring forward, fall back は時計を進めるか戻すかを覚えるために使う語呂合わせで、春になると時計を1時間進め、秋になると1時間戻します。The time change occurs at 2 a.m. on Sunday, and if you're awake at 2 a.m., you'll see your smartphone automatically adjust the time from 2 a.m. to 1 a.m. In theory, setting the clock back 1 hour gives us all an extra hour of sleep. Let's say you go to bed at 11 p.m. and wake up at 6 a.m. Because the clock gets moved back an hour, you'll get 8 hours of sleep instead of 7. 日曜日の午前2時に起きていれば、スマートフォンの時刻が午前2時から午前1時に自動的に調整されるのを見ることができます。理論的には、時刻を1時間戻すことで、その日の睡眠時間が1時間増えることになります。例えば、夜11時に寝て、朝6時に起きるとしましょう。時計が1時間戻るので、7時間ではなく8時間眠れることになります。
The return of standard time is something you can actually feel because the sun rises earlier and gets darker earlier. If you're an early bird, you can catch the sunrise and enjoy the sunlight with your breakfast. Unfortunately, it starts to get darker around 5 or 6 o'clock at night, so for most people, it'll be dark by the time they get out of work. During this time of year, my wife, who works from 6 a.m. to 6 p.m., always says that she never sees the sunlight because it's still dark out when she leaves the house and dark when she comes back home.
標準時に戻ると日の出が早くなり暗くなるのも早くなるためサマータイムが終わったことを実感できます。早起きの人は朝日を浴びて朝食と一緒に日光浴を楽しむことができます。しかし夜の5時6時頃には暗くなり始めるのでほとんどの人が仕事を終える頃には暗くなっています。朝6時から夕方6時まで働いている私の妻は、この時期には家を出るときはまだ暗く、帰ってくるときも暗いので、日の光を見ずに過ごすことが多いといつも言っています。
Earlier this year, the U.S. Senate passed legislation called the Sunshine Protection Act, which would make daylight saving time permanent in the U.S. If the legislation passes the House of Representatives and receives the president's signature, permanent daylight saving time would take effect starting next year. We'll see what happens. Hopefully, I can take advantage of the time change and get extra sleep this weekend. But I've heard that the time change can disrupt a baby's sleep, so we'll see how Ruka reacts to it.
今年初め、米国上院でサマータイムを恒久化する法案、The Sunshine Protection Act が可決されました。この法案が下院を通過し、大統領の署名を受ければ来年からサマータイム恒久化が実施される予定です。実際にどうなるかは待つしかないですね。うまくいけばこの週末は時間の変化で1時間余分に睡眠をとることができるかもしれません。しかし時間が変わると赤ちゃんの睡眠が妨げられると聞いたことがあるので、
ルカがどう反応するかよく見ておこうと思います。
Alright, let's get into today's topic. Do you think people are waiting longer to get married these days? In today's episode, Kara and Micah share their thoughts on why they think Americans are getting married later in life. Kara and Micah bring up three reasons why they believe Americans in this generation are waiting longer to get married. As you listen to the conversation today, see if you can figure out what those three reasons are.
さあ、今日の課題に入りましょう。最近人々が結婚するまで長く待つようになったと思いますか？今日の会話では、ケイラとマイカがなぜアメリカでは晩婚化が進んでいるのかについて自分たちの考えを話しています。ケイラとマイカはこの世代のアメリカ人が晩婚を選んでいる理由を3つ挙げます。今日の会話を聞きながらその3つの理由が何なのか考えましょう。
Are you guys ready? Let's get started!Questions of the day.
今日の質問。
Number one. What two reasons does Micah list for why people are getting married later in life?
Micah は晩婚化が進んでいる原因としてどのような二つの理由を挙げていますか?
Number two. Why doesn't Kara want to be a stay-at-home mom?
Kara はなぜ専業主婦になりたくないのでしょうか?
Number three. What do couples in America often seek to accomplish before they get engaged?
アメリカのカップルが婚約する前に成し遂げようとすることは何ですか?
Live conversation.
All right. Why do you think people are getting married later in life these days? Kind of really a question.
That's a tough one. And I'm no expert, so I haven't done the research, but I don't know. I think maybe there's...two main reasons that I can think of. I think more people nowadays are prioritizing financial success,
totally.
And focusing on their business and their job and their own personal future, rather than looking through for that sort of like fulfillment in another person. Also, with the internet, like, and you're just, everything's,there's so many more options now. So I think it's like where before it might just been like whoever's in your local town, you know?
Yeah.
But like now with the dating apps and everything, I think people are sort of, what do you say, playing the field and like dating and not as willing to settle down so quickly. Mm. Yeah, I don't know. What do you think about this?
I also think...It has to do with women working more. Like for me, I've worked so hard to get my master's degree, to get my continuing education degrees. Like I don't want to sit at home with children. That's like my biggest fear. So I've definitely prioritized my career. And I know for my two older sisters as well, they did the same thing. They both got married. I think one was 28 and the other one was 33, 34. Which I guess is kind of late now. But again, with the financial situation, I talked to a lot of my students on Cafe Talk too. Like most of America is in student debt. And I know for a lot of my friends who are in relationships, their significant other will say, we'll get engaged once the debt is gone.
Right.
But that's so hard. It's thousands and thousands of dollars. It's not a quick thing to pay back. So kind of related to what you said about the financial situation. And like you said about the internet, it's too easy to meet other people. Like you don't have to get tied down or committed right away to the first person you meet. There's too many options almost.
Let's go over the answers. 今日の質問に答えていきましょう。
Number one. What two reasons does Micah list for why people are getting married later in life?
マイカは晩婚化が進んでいる原因としてどのような二つの理由を挙げていますか?
He believes people are focusing more on their careers than on finding partners. He also thinks that dating apps have given people more options when searching for a partner.
彼は結婚相手探しよりキャリアを重視している人が多いからだと感じています。また、マッチング系アプリの影響もあり、パートナー探しの選択肢が増えたからであるとも思っています。
Number two. Why doesn't Kara want to be a stay-at-home mom?
ケイラはなぜ専業主婦になりたくないのでしょうか?
She worked very hard on earning her master's and continuing education degrees and wants to put them to use in a career.
彼女は修士号を取得するためにものすごく頑張り、学位をキャリアに生かしたいと思っています。
Number 3. What do couples in America often seek to accomplish before they get engaged?
アメリカのカップルが婚約する前に成し遂げようとすることは何ですか?
Many American couples want to pay off all of their debt before getting engaged.
アメリカのカップルの多くは借金をすべて返済してから婚約したいと考えています。
Summary 会話の要約 Kara and Micah talk about marriage in this episode. Specifically, they explore why many people in their generation are choosing to get married later in life.
今回のエピソードでは、ケイラとマイカが結婚について語ります。特に自分たちの世代がなぜ晩婚を選ぶようになったのかについて考えます。
Micah thinks there are two reasons for later marriage.One is that more people are prioritizing building their careers and financial stability over getting married. The other reason is that with dating apps and the internet, people have so many more options when it comes to meeting other people.
マイカは晩婚化には二つの理由があると考えています。一つは結婚よりもキャリア形成と経済的な安定を優先する人が増えていると思っています。もう一つの理由は、マッチングアプリやインターネットの普及によって、出会いの場が増えたからだと考えています。
Kara thinks another reason is that women are working more than they did in the past generations. In her own life, she worked very hard to earn her master's and continuing education degrees, and so she wants to put them to use in a career rather than to be a stay-at-home mother.
ケイラはもう一つの理由として、昔よりも女性が働くようになったためと考えます。彼女自身、一生懸命頑張って修士号を取得し、生涯勉強を続けられるような学位を取得したため、専業主婦ではなく、キャリアに生かしたいという思いがあります。
Another reason Kara thinks couples are waiting until later in life to get engaged is to handle their finances and pay debts, such as student loans.Her siblings, for example, waited until their late 20s and early 30s to get married.
ケイラはさらにもう一つの理由として、経済的な問題や借金、学生ローンなどが挙げられると思っています。彼女の姉たちも結婚20代後半から30代前半まで待っていました。
Phrases of the day 今日のフレーズ Number 1 I'm no expert.
私は専門家ではない。私は専門家ではないを英語で表現する場合、
I'm not an expert
のように、I'm not 何々の形で表しますが、日常会話では、
I'm no 何々
で表現することもできます。意味は、
I'm not 何々と同じですが、より口語的な響きがあり、I'm no の後には必ず名詞が続きます。
この表現は何かについて意見を言うときに前置きフレーズとして使われることが多く、例えば今日の会話でマイカは、
I'm no expert. I haven't done any research.
この件についての専門家ではないし、何も調べていませんと言ってから自分の意見を述べています。
例文。I'm no expert, but something doesn't seem right.
私は専門家ではありませんが、何かがおかしいと思います。
I'm no mechanic, but I think your battery is dead.
私はメカニックではありませんが、バッテリーが切れているのではないでしょうか。
I'm no doctor, but those symptoms sound pretty serious to me. You should get it checked out.
私は医者ではありませんが、その症状はかなり深刻なようです。検査した方がいいですよ。
Number 2. Play the field.
いろいろな人とデートする。
Play the field
はいろいろな人とデートしたり、付き合ったりすることを意味する口語表現です。真剣な付き合いを求めているというよりは、複数の人と気軽にデートをする感じで、日本語の遊び回るに相当する表現です。例えば、彼は遊び回っているは、 He is playing the field と言います。例文。I don't think he's ready to settle down. He still wants to play the field. 彼はまだ落ち着く準備ができていないんだと思う。彼はまだいろいろな人とデートしたいんだよ。I'm not looking for a serious relationship. I'm just playing the field. 私は真剣な付き合いを求めているのではなく、いろいろな人とデートをしています。He gave up playing the field and is in a serious relationship. 彼はいろいろな人とデートをするのをやめて、真剣なお付き合いをしています。Number 3. Willing to. 進んで何々やる。Willing to は何かをする意思があることを意味しますが、進んで何々するのように意欲的な意思の場合と、気が進まないが何々するのような消極的な意思の場合と、使う条件によってニュアンスが異なります。例えば、海外で働く意欲がある場合、I'm willing to work abroad と言います。逆に、人から何かを頼まれたり、勧められたりした状況で、乗り気ではないけどやってみるのようなニュアンスで使われます。例えば、苦手なイクラを友達から勧められた時に、I'm not a fan of salmon roe, but I'm willing to give it a try. イクラは苦手だけど試してみるよという具合に返答します。例文。I'm willing to take a pay cut if I can keep working from home. 在宅勤務を続けられるなら、減給されても構わない。I'm always willing to pay extra for better quality and service. より良い品質とサービスのためなら、いつでも追加料金を払います。I'd rather stay in LA, but I'm willing to relocate if I have to. ロスに残りたいのですが、転勤しないといけないのであればしても構いません。Number 4. Settle down. 身を固める。Settle down は落ち着くを意味する日常表現ですが、日本語と同様、興奮状態から落ち着く意味以外にも、結婚して身を固めたり、ある場所に定住するなど、幅広い意味合いで使われます。例えば、結婚して身を固める準備ができたは、I'm ready to settle down. ロスに定住することにしたは、I decided to settle down in LA と言います。例文。I'm focused on my career right now. I'm not ready to settle down yet. 今は自分のキャリアに集中しています。まだ身を固める準備ができていません。He settled down and started a family in his early 30s. 彼は30代前半で身を固めて家庭を持ちました。I can see myself settling down in the countryside of Japan. 日本の田舎に定住している自分がイメージできます。Number 5. Tie down. 束縛する。直訳でロープなどで縛り付けるとなるこの表現は、束縛するを意味し、人や物事に自分の行動や時間を制限されることを表します。例えば、仕事に縛られるは、tied down by one's work。時間に縛られるは、tied down by time と言います。また、この表現は恋愛においての束縛の意味としても使われ、束縛されたくないと言いたい場合は、I don't want to be tied down と言います。例文。If I wasn't tied down by work, I'd travel all over the world. 仕事に縛られなければ世界中を旅して回りたい。I don't want to be in a relationship that ties me down. 束縛されるような恋愛はしたくない。I feel tied down in my relationship and I don't know what to do. 束縛されているような気がしてどうしたらいいかわからない。今日のフレーズを復習しましょう。Repeat after me. Number 1. I'm no expert. I'm no expert, but something doesn't seem right. I'm no mechanic.But I think your battery is dead. I'm no doctor, but those symptoms sound pretty serious to me. You should get it checked out. Number two, play the field. I don't think he's ready to settle down. He still wants to play the field. I'm not looking for a serious relationship. I'm just playing the field. He gave up playing the field and is in a serious relationship. Number three, willing to. I'm willing to take a pay cut if I can keep working from home. I'm always willing to pay extra for better quality and service. I'd rather stay in LA, but I'm willing to relocate if I have to. Number four, settle down. I'm focused on my career right now. I'm not ready to settle down yet. He settled down and started a family in his early 30s. I can see myself settling down in the countryside of Japan. Number five, tie down. If I wasn't tied down by work, I'd travel all over the world. I don't want to be in a relationship that ties me down. I feel tied down in my relationship and I don't know what to do.
Are you guys ready? Let's listen to the conversation one more time. Live conversation.
All right. Why do you think people are getting married later in life these days? Kind of a question.
That's a tough one. And I'm no expert, so I haven't done the research. But I don't know. I think maybe there's two main reasons that I can think of. I think more people nowadays are prioritizing financial success.
Totally.
And focusing on their business and their job and their own personal future, rather than looking through for that sort of like fulfillment in another person. Also, with the internet, like, and you're just everything's. There's so many more options now. So I think it's like where before it might just be like whoever's in your local town, you know.
Yeah.
But like now with the dating apps and everything, I think people are. Sort of, what do you say, playing the field and
yeah.
like dating and not as willing to settle down so quickly. Yeah, I don't know. What do you think about this?
I also think it has to do with women working more. Like for me, I've worked so hard to get my master's degree, to get my continuing education degree. It's like, I don't want to sit at home with children. That's like my biggest fear. Yeah, so I've definitely prioritized my career. And I know for my two older sisters as well, they did the same thing. They both got married. I think one was 28 and the other one was 33, 34, which I guess is kind of late now. But again, with the financial situation, I talked to a lot of my students on Cafe Talk too. Like most of America is in student debt. And I know for a lot of my friends who are in relationships, their significant other will say, we'll get engaged once the debt is gone.
Right.
But that's so hard. It's thousands and thousands of dollars. It's not a quick thing to pay back. So kind of related to what you said about the financial situation. And like you said about the internet, it's too easy to meet other people. Like you don't have to get tied down or, committed right away to the first person you meet. There's too many options almost.
Awesome job today. I totally agree with Kara and Micah. I think one of the main reasons why many people in this generation are getting married later in life is because they are prioritizing financial stability. In a sense, this was the kind of mentality I had. Before tying the knot, I wanted to make sure I knew what I wanted to do with my career, that I was somewhat financially stable and paid off any debts like my student loans.
お疲れ様です。ケイラとマイカに全く同感です。この世代で晩婚化が進んでいるのは、経済的な安定を優先していることが大きな理由の一つだと思います。ある意味、私もそうでした。結婚する前に自分のキャリアの方向性を決め、学生ローンなどを完済し、経済的にある程度安定したいと思っていました。
As Kara mentioned, I think women being more independent and career-driven plays a role too. Nowadays, more women are following their passions, building their careers, and even becoming household breadwinners, which is an amazing thing. It's not like the old days when women got married and became stay-at-home moms. We live in a time now where both men and women work together, raise kids together, and support the family together. Obviously, there are a lot of different reasons why people are getting married later in life, but for better or worse, it's a reflection of our time.
ケイラが言ったように、女性がより自立し、キャリアを積んでいることも一つの大きな理由だと思います。最近では自分の情熱に従ってキャリアを築き、さらには家計を支える女性も増えており、素晴らしいことだと思います。昔のように女性が結婚して専業主婦になるような時代ではなくなりました。今は男性も女性も一緒に働き、一緒に子育てをし、一緒に家庭を支える時代になったと思います。もちろん晩婚化には様々な理由がありますが、良くも悪くも今の時代を反映していると言えるでしょう。
皆さんは英語を勉強しているとき、英語を一緒に勉強できる仲間が身近にいたらいいのにな、と思ったことはありませんか？ハパ英会話公式コミュニティ、ハパバディーズは、英語好きなメンバーが集う会員制の Facebook コミュニティです。ハパバディーズでは、会話で使えるフレーズや表現を学びながらアウトプット練習を行ったり、他のメンバーと英語の情報交換をしたり、ネイティブ講師とオンラインで交流を深めたりしながら楽しく英語を学んでいただけます。もし他の英語学習者とつながれる場所を探しているなら、ハパバディーズには英語を愛する素晴らしい仲間がたくさんいます。初月は無料でお試しいただけますので、ぜひ活用してください。とても楽しいコミュニティなので、もしかするとあなたの人生が変わるかもしれません。
So, what are you waiting for? Come and join the fun at Hapa Buddies. You never know, it might change your life.
Before you guys take off, don't forget to check out Podcast Plus. Podcast Plus is a new Hapa Eikaiwa podcast service, and it's a platform that will allow you to study this podcast more effectively and efficiently. The Podcast Plus includes the English and Japanese transcript of the entire episode, the English-only audio file, individual audio files, the full version of the live conversation, and much more. You can try it out for free for the first month, so make sure you take advantage of it. You can find more information about Podcast Plus on the Hapa Eikaiwa blog.
最後に、Podcast Plus を忘れずにチェックしてください。Podcast Plus は新しい Hapa Eikaiwa のサービスで、このポッドキャストをより効果的かつ効率的に学習できるプラットフォームです。ポッドキャストプラスには、エピソード全体の英語と日本語のスクリプト、英語のみの音声ファイル、個別再生用の音声ファイル、そしてフルバージョンのライブカンバセーションなどが含まれています。初月は誰でもポッドキャストプラスを無料でお試しいただけますので、ぜひ活用してください。
ポッドキャストプラスの詳細については、ハパ英会話のブログをご覧ください。
You can find today's show notes on the Hapa Eikaiwa blog. The show notes include a full transcript and a detailed outline of today's episode.
今日のエピソードの詳細は Hapa Eikaiwa のブログに掲載されています。会話の全文、今日のフレーズと要約、またポッドキャストでは説明できなかった表現や言い回しを英語と日本語でまとめていますので、ぜひご覧ください。
If you have any comments or feedbacks, feel free to leave a message on my blog.
ご意見やご感想などがございましたら、ハパ英会話のブログにぜひコメントを寄せください。ハパ英会話は、Facebook、Twitter、Insta、YouTube でほぼ毎日会話に役立つ英語のワンポイントレッスンをお届けしています。
また毎朝午前6時に無料のメルマガを配信していますので、まだ登録されていない方はぜひご登録ください。
Thanks for listening today. You guys have an awesome day and I will catch you again next week. Take it easy. Peace.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.